Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank everybody for joining us today and the Board of Supervisors meeting this August 15, 2023. Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Okay, next we have meet with department heads, elected officials. Christopher Miller, Health Department.
Good morning. We continue to be busy at Public Health. It's back to school season, and so our clinics, our immunization clinics have been very full. We've been adding extra days and continue to do so to try to accommodate all the people trying to get in for immunizations. I don't have anything else to report.
Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning. I really don't have anything to report.
Rodney Bleesner, Maintenance.
Good morning. Everything's going well for the moment, so nothing to report.
What'd you guys have, a meeting before this got started?
I should have said that.
Jinx yourself.
Hey, you're out of order. You're out of order. I appreciate your attitude.
Now you guys know why I hide that mouth.
They said I like it too much. I get excited over here. I get excited. All right. Ken Heinman, Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon I attended First Resources kickoff celebration in Ottumwa of individual placement and supports program. So First Resources is starting the IPS program just like Hope Haven has the IPS program here in Burlington. And so we'll have two agencies in our region helping people with really complex needs to find jobs. And so that's an exciting thing. And the management team is beginning work on combining the management plans from the different regions into one new management plan. I know Ryan set up two meetings that haven't happened yet, but we're going to start putting a management plan together. We hope to have something by September 1st, a draft at least to go with. It's got to go on to the state, to HHS, and to the governing board and the advisory committees, so we're just trying to start working on that. And that's about it.
Okay. Sue, you're here for personal reasons and whatnot and whatnot. Okay. All right then. Sheriff Kevin Glendenny.
Hi, good morning. We have a few things happening. We're hosting a rescue task force training, which is basically a coordinated response between law enforcement and emergency medical services. So we have many of our deputies, Burlington PD, State Patrol, Burlington Fire, they're participating, and we had 30 open seats, so we were able to fill all those seats with additional surrounding law enforcement agencies and fire. So Burlington's graciously letting us use their training room, and we have 30 law enforcement and fire that are going through that training, and they'll do some actually on-site training at one of our local schools here tomorrow and Thursday. So it's essentially just to prepare for an incident where they have a coordinated response between those two entities, and just getting prepared for those kind of situations. We have a condemnation hearing going on today, so thank you to our commissioners who the board has appointed and given us their time. Condemnation hearing is basically an eminent domain hearing where they're going to establish fair market value for property that's being taken. And this one's for the Highway 61 project north of Minneapolis. We have two of our graduates from, or two deputies that are graduating the academy this Friday, so we'll have them back and we'll start their field training. That'll be a 16-week process after they finish the academy. So about 4 months out, we'll have those two out on patrol, and we're looking forward to that. Additionally, we have Kenny's Honor, which you guys are aware that he'll be starting on Monday. So we'll have all three of our new deputies starting all at the same time and going through our field training. So our field training officers will be quite busy with getting them all prepared. And if you have time this Saturday, the Pigs Are Precious tournament is going on, and that's our reserve unit puts on this tournament annually.
What's that called?
The Pigs Are Precious. So it's an annual golf tournament fundraiser for the reserve,
right.
And it's being hosted by the Sheriff's Office Reserve Unit this Saturday. You can put a group of four together, come on out and golf. They're still taking some teams.
Did you say pigs are precious?
Pigs are precious.
And where's it at?
Flint Hills. That's about all I've got. Yes, sir.
You forgot the jail stats.
Oh, the jail stats. We're at 90 this morning. 9 were out of county. 3 additional juveniles, so 12 total. I think we had 3 waiting to go to prison. 2 are going tomorrow morning. 3 waiting on a residential facility, and 1 of those is going tomorrow morning. So not a huge list there, and they tend to really not let those lists go as long as what we were seeing about a year ago. So we're pretty happy with the response we're getting from both the residential facility and the prison system.
Okay. Calling yours, IT.
Good morning. Things are going well. Don't really have anything new to report.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Morning. Pretty much keeping busy as usual. We actually have a work session on the agenda today and last week. And we had our first permit associated with wind energy activity. Specifically, this is for a MET tower, the Meteorological Evaluation Tower, for assessing wind conditions, basically when they're looking at a possible wind site, wind farm site in the future. So we have that in the ordinance as a use that's, it's a temporary use, but it's meant specifically to address the visibility for agricultural planes or in any other aircraft in the vicinity. So that was approved last week. It was timing worked out just right there for when the ordinance was initially adopted last month. But then that went pretty smoothly. So we look forward to moving ahead with the work session on the other ordinance for solar.
Sounds good.
Jared, was them permits issued for up in northwest part of Des Moines County?
Yep, there's two separate, it's actually the same property owner, but about a couple miles, maybe 3 miles apart.
Okay.
One's actually right near the Loisa County line.
Yeah. Thank you.
Trent Hinklevick,
Attorney's
Office.
As everybody can tell on the way here, there's a jury trial today. And then I'm here primarily for the talk, the work session. So, but yeah, we're staying busy there. It's just business as usual.
Sarah Marie, Auditor.
Good morning. So next week is ISAC, so I will need everyone to have payroll done on Friday. If you have weekend staff, please put it in first thing Monday morning to get that completed. But I have to have payroll and everything completed Monday with Sue before, because I'll leave first thing Tuesday after the meeting, because we have a meeting at 2 p.m. up there. So, but other than that, just business as usual. We have a special election coming up on the 12th of September, so we're preparing for that. But busy.
What's a special election for?
Burlington School District. They want a PPEL.
Isn't there already an election in November?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we won't know if there's a primary yet. We'll find that out in about 15 days. So there could possibly be 3.
All right. Fun. Brian Carter, County Road.
Good morning. Plenty of stuff going on. 99 projects moving along. Rain slowed us up, or slowed the contractor up just a little bit over the last week. week and a half, I guess, on and off. But they're still moving. Working mostly on the south side of the bridge right now. But there is some channel work still. They're still doing some demo on the bridge. They have kept moving, even when it was too wet to really do some other stuff. They did do some kind of little things here and there just to try to keep some stuff moving. But that's going okay. I'd say it's probably a little behind where I would have envisioned, but it's coming along good. So the back half of any project like that's when people start to get frustrated. They get fed up with being, you know, closed off, having to take their detour route and stuff like that. So, and they can be frustrating all the way around. but it is still going, and that's a good deal. The bridge that our guys worked on 190th is open now, so that's done with, looks good, sits in there good. I would mention that Mediapolis Road, just west of Mediapolis, is closed today. They also got held up, but that's the DOT's contractor that's building those overpasses. They're pouring the bridge deck today on one of them. I mentioned this to you maybe a couple weeks ago at this point. I don't know how long it's been, but they've shuffled it back multiple times because of weather and site conditions. It was probably closed somewhere around 7 or 8 o'clock this morning. We did a press release yesterday once we confirmed everything. And it will open up this afternoon. And then they obviously, there's two bridges, so they have another bridge deck to pour, and I would anticipate maybe next week for that one, but they do want to get them both done here shortly, so I'm trying to push them to get it done before school starts up next week, just so that road's open, but we'll see what comes out of that. Otherwise, plenty of stuff going on, but if you guys ever have anything, I will say there are quite a few rumblings about wind up in the north end of the county. There's definitely letters being received, door knocking going on by companies. A lot of activity on the wind side of things up there. We'll see what comes out of all of it. A lot of it's hearsay at the moment, but I do know it's happening. I've seen the letters and talked to the folks where they had their doors knocked on. So.
Okay. That brings us to discussion and vote. First, we have A. Oh. Thanks, Thomas.
You're welcome.
Do we have any correspondence, Dylan?
I have none.
Okay. Now, that brings us to discussion and vote. First, we have accounts payable claims. We have $740,328.75 in checks, $161,660.45 in wire transfer payments for the grand total of $901,989.20. Can I get a motion to approve accounts payable?
Move to approve.
Second.
Move and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Which is approval of a supplemental agreement number 1 for final design for Des Moines County Bridge FR14, FHWA number 143200, and the project number BHOS-CO2994-5N-29. It says a lot, but Brian's going to break it down.
So these B and C are both basically the same thing. They're a continuation of a preliminary design contract we have with our consulting firm that does our bridge design. Both projects, the first one, FR14, is on North Gear Avenue. The other, the second, which would be C, is Danville Road. We've talked about these at length. They're both pull the current deck off, do whatever maintenance needs to be done with the substructure, I guess I'll call it, and then put a brand new deck on. That's the kind of project they are. We're midstream. I wouldn't advise stopping, so I would advise approving this. And these projects probably, I kind of hope they'd be next year projects as far as like next spring or next summer. Probably realistically at this point, we may drag our feet just because of the timing of letting and everything, and we may look at them for 25. So I'm still figuring out schedule, but until we have plans, it really doesn't matter. We're worried on some environmental stuff also at this point. So I would recommend approval of both C or B and C.
Any questions or concerns for Brian?
Where did you say the second one is located?
The first one on here, B, is North Gear, and the second one is the Flint Creek Bridge on Danville Road. The only bridge, I guess, on Danville Road for that matter.
Satisfied, Robert?
Yep. Thank you.
Motion to approve the first bridge, 5N-29.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
The reason we put all the stuff that makes no sense to anybody is sometimes we have to go back after the fact and pull minutes to show if we get audited, which these both have federal funds in them now that we're into some new funding worlds that we haven't been in for a while, and you get audited after the fact, sometimes they'll go to the depth of making you prove that you've done certain steps along the way. So we have all this in there for the identification, more for us in the future than anything here. Most of this is DOT project number or federal highway number for the bridge or that kind of stuff, which means nothing to anybody. It's just for us for being able to prove what we've done. So that's why all of the other stuff's with it.
Thank you. Which brings us to C, which is approval of supplemental agreement number one for final design for Des Moines County Bridge, PG, which is the Danville Road. I'm not going to read all the X. Well, I'll go ahead and do it. 27FHWA, number 143945. It's the project BOHC 02993-63-29. Brian, do you want to say anything to that?
I can certainly add on if you wish, but I covered this one also.
I just wanted to make sure everybody was satisfied. Bob, you satisfied? Gentlemen?
Motion to approve Bridge 63-29.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Thank you. I guess I will mention these are being paid out of the farm to market account.
Don't spend it all in one place.
We can't afford to spend it all in one place.
Okay. Next we have D, a request for tax abatement for parcel number 02-25-303-014. Dear Board of Supervisors, I'm writing to request the release of the dwelling property taxes according to Iowa State Code 445.62 in association with the following property: 124 Maple Drive, Mediapolis, Iowa, 52637, parcel number 02-25-303-114. I purchased the land on June 8, 2023. The home on the property was destroyed by a tornado on March 31, 2023. The home was no longer standing on the property when I purchased the land. I'm requesting the dwelling assessed property tax value of $202,000 for tax year 2023 to be abated. Thank you for your time and consideration. Thank you, Sarah Doty. And, oh, go ahead, Tom.
No, go ahead, Tom.
I was just going to say that that is through the tax abatement, a refund in case of loss, and that is 445.62. And, though Sarah Marie works here, she still qualifies for everything that everybody else gets.
I was going to say, and it is the auditor, so I thought we'd do just a little extra explanation. The taxes on that piece of property taxes are paid a year in arrears, a year behind. So the taxes for the first quarter of 2023 were paid March of 2023. For the full amount, the taxes will be paid in the full amount for the next year for the second quarter of, for the second half of 2023, which will be due next March or in September of this year, March of next year, and 44562 abatement or refund in case of loss. The Board of Supervisors has the authority to abate or refund in whole or in part the taxes of any person whose buildings, crops, stock, or other property has been destroyed by fire, tornado, or other unavoidable casualty, if that property has not been sold for taxes, or if the taxes have not been delinquent for 30 days at the time of the destruction. Sarah bought it on June 8th. The building was destroyed on March 31st, so it was gone, and we are just abating the taxes on the house, which isn't there. She will still be, and again, this year, for the next two tax periods coming up, those taxes will be paid in full. But taxes for a year from now for the 24-25 budget year will be paid only on the land. And I took the time to speak with the county attorney's office, and thank you, Trent, and the assessor's office. But just so everything's up front. So with that said, I would make a motion to request, to approve the request for a tax abatement.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie, let's vote.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane Campbell?
Yes. And I said yes, not because I like you, just because I have to, because it's legal.
Thank you.
Yes.
A question for Mr. Brooker. Does that mean that anybody whose house is destroyed by a tornado in Des Moines County has to do what Ms. Doty just did in order to get a tax abatement? Is the county still going to charge the taxes?
Do you want me to answer that?
Yeah, go ahead and answer that. It depends on whether you've been covered by insurance or not, but go ahead and you answer that.
So the way that shakes out is it's already assessed, right? So it'll eventually come off the tax, it'll eventually get caught up, but there'll be a lay. So this legislation allows for somebody to come in and say, hey, the house isn't here anymore, I'm still getting paid, I'm still having to pay taxes on it. And so it kind of corrects that lay. They can go through and go to the auditor's office, and the auditor doesn't have the legal authority to say, oh, yep, it's there, take it off, after it's already been assessed. So after June, after that closes, that door's closed. So this is just a kind of a stopgap, right? So if somebody goes in, because I think you did go to the auditor, and that's what Matt told you, is it's too late, the door's closed, the assessor at that point can't do anything about it.
Because the appeal period ends, you have to appeal it by the end of May, or the end of April, whatever it is, because after that you can't appeal it. So this, she bought it after the, so this just corrects the assessment.
So, you're right. The best course of action is to go to the assessors, but there's a period of time where you're going to have, and essentially we're looking at basically 1 year's, mm-hmm. where it's going to be assessed, yet not there. I mean, there's not a house there.
Right.
So the answer is, it kind of depends. I mean, ideally go to the assessor, but he might direct them back down here. Okay. It's just a timing thing.
It's only allowed for the amount which is not covered by insurance.
Okay. Yeah. And for the lay people that I'm trying to address, what you're saying is, if your house is damaged by the elements, you need to go see the assessor right away.
Well, not damaged. I mean, this is like total
destroyed.
Loss.
Okay.
Destroyed. Yes, yeah, destroyed.
This
yes.
wasn't my home. It was the lot next to my home, and I bought the lot. And the house that was on it was completely destroyed. So when I bought the lot, the house was no longer on it. They had taken the house completely down.
Okay. But is that correct? You know, if we have a tornado next week and my house gets taken away like Dorothy and Wizard mm-hmm. of Oz, yeah. I need to go see the assessor right away.
Well, I mean, that would be the first one I see, but fairly quickly.
Sure.
Oh, you're
insurance agent.
I would definitely talk to insurance.
Yeah.
Okay, like Dorothy. All right. We're rolling, kids.
It won't come off the assessment right at this time, because, like I said, property taxes are paid a year.
Right.
Later, okay. You good?
That's why you're up there.
All right. Okay. Next we have E, which is a Class A liquor license for Fort Catering for August 19th. Sheriff?
No issues with Fort Catering.
Where is this at?
It is 18876 111th Avenue in Sperry.
I think it's Myers.
And that is Fork, F-O-R-K, Catering. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved to a second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Thank you.
Next, we have 5F, resignation of Civil Service Commission Secretary. August 15, 2023, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. I've served on the Des Moines County Civil Service Commission for the last 2 years. Due to the change in my position in the auditor's office, my time has come for another person to experience the responsibility for the Des Moines County Civil Service Commission. It has been an honor to serve on the commission and meet and interview the great applicants for the position of Des Moines County Deputy Sheriff. The quality of our Southeast Iowa law enforcement is second to none. I'd like to extend a thank you to the Sheriff's Department, the Board of Supervisors, and the other Civil Service Commission members for all your efforts in this organization. Thank you, Sarah Doty. Can I get a motion to approve?
Motion to accept the resignation.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Green.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
And I would add a big thank you to Sarah as well. It's not an easy task to keep everything organized and moving forward with the commission, the application process, because it's a difficult one. We have a lot of steps we have to take. So a big thank you to all of her help, and we greatly appreciate it.
Okay, which brings us to an appointment for the Civil Service Commission Secretary. This letter is to inform you that Susan Poling has been requested to act as Secretary for the Des Moines County Civil Service Commission. If approved, her term will expire on 8/15/2029. Please approve the appointment of Susan Poling as personal director, acting as secretary for the Des Moines County Civil Service Commission. Thank you, Des Moines County Civil Service Commission. Judy Brick, Joe,
DeJesus.
Huh?
DeJesus.
DeJesus?
Mm-hmm.
He's missing something on there. It just says DeHoos. But anyways, and Jonah Greer. So we appreciate you. Can I get a motion to approve? I think we do.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Now we do. Sarah Marie, let's vote.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, and thank you.
I want you to realize she's not the quiet person you think she is.
She's not. Not even close.
I'm certain that big personality is going to be. We look forward to her service as well. We greatly appreciate her willingness to help us out. I think.
Yeah. As long as they get to tase somebody.
Yeah.
That's all good.
She's already rolling. She's already rolling. Now it brings us to 5H, which is a resignation of the Compensation Board member. It has been my privilege to be a member of the Des Moines County Compensation Board for many years. I've enjoyed working with the Compensation Board members and the Board of Supervisors. However, it's time for me to retire from the board so supervisors can appoint a younger member to the board before the annual meeting in December. We have had great supervisors in Des Moines County, so I'm sure they will be able to replace me before the December meeting. Thanks for your help, Dan Cahill.
Tom, have you had a chance to talk to him?
I was going to say, we will really miss Dan's wine BS when he's in here talking to us. Always one of the highlights of the year. And I actually used my very best wine BS to talk him into staying on this year. I thought, I didn't think so. No, I haven't talked to him, but we haven't appointed anybody yet. So I might work up to it and reach out to him with another phone call. But we'll see.
I know this is the third or fourth time he's done this, and Tom's got a golden tongue, so.
Well, we're going to approve this, but not really. But anyway, so I got to get a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second, not happily. Sarah Marie, let's just go through the motions before Tom gives him a phone call.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Yeah, I'll never forget the day that he stopped me in high V and said, "Hey, come here. Here, I thought about running for county supervisor," and grabbed me at a headlock in the canned good aisle. Bless his heart. All right. Now we have some personnel actions. First one is for the county attorney's office. This is for Nathaniel Bennett. He is a legal intern at the county attorney's office. He's a part-time legal intern, and this is his resignation as the course is complete, effective 7/18/2023. I get a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. And we appreciate the time.
You did good. We were able to get him a jury while I was here. So.
Was that right?
Yeah.
All right. You got some action in. Good stuff. The next the next one are for the correctional center, and we have three. We'll do all three of them at the same time. The first one is for Jalen Lacey. He's a correctional officer, and this is for discharge. Effective date 8/8/23. The second one is Kenyatta Rooks. She's a correctional officer. It's her anniversary. Her previous rate was $44,915.05. Her new rate of pay is $45,908.66, effective August 9th, 2023. And then the third is for Joe Dolph, who's a sergeant at the correctional center. And it says 12-month step increase. His previous rate of pay at $52,039.37. His new rate is at $57,437.08, effective August 12, 2023. Can I get a motion to approve all three?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. One is for the treasurer's office. It's for Jillian Allen. She's a clerk two in the motor vehicles department. It's her 6-month step increase, and her rate of pay has gone from $28,392.63 to $34,018.31, effective 8/14/23. Make a motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Next we have reports, which is a Veterans Affairs monthly report for the month of July 2023. These will be on file in the auditor's office, and you can look at those at your leisure. To 5K, which are minutes for regular meeting on August 8th, 2023. Can I get a motion to approve minutes?
So moved.
Sorry.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Jim's not here. He can't talk right now. I got you, Jim. Don't worry about it. All right. Now it brings us to other business.
I have none.
I have none.
Number 7, future agenda items.
I think the only thing we might have coming up, Angie, if you got your...
Yeah, it wouldn't be next week, so I still got to touch base again with Lisa. Her schedule's been a little...
I have you down for the 29th, but if that doesn't work, let me know.
That's the week after
the week
next,
after
right?
Next. Yep.
I will touch base with her and make sure she's good on that. I think she is.
Okay.
Let's.
Okay. Committee reports. I attended a Rogue Raider Burlington meeting this morning, and they had some gentleman there from the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant or from the federal government. They said they're 60% done with the design work on the first project, and they think site work will probably begin toward the end of this year, or the first of last year, and it will probably be March before they get an influx of people. And their estimate there was $1.7 billion, but I don't know. I would count on that to rise if the federal government's doing that. I attended the Mental Health Agency, the Southeast Iowa Governing Board, and we approved the final three director nominees from the judiciary, law enforcement, and a family representative, and attended the crisis intervention training meeting here in Burlington, and discussed Elevate's first week of mobile crisis service. So they had two interactions with the Burlington Police Department that the Burlington Police Department was pretty satisfied with. One dispatch got called back. Did you have any interaction with them, Kevin?
No, I was out of dispatch when they did the first call, and Kirk was dispatching at the time, and he said, hey, we just got our first crisis intervention, and I followed up with him afterwards, and he said everything really went well. The process, the calls, he didn't feel like it was, he was on the phone too long or trying to coordinate all that. He felt like it went pretty smoothly.
Yeah, what I understand is, I don't remember which one was first, there was one, they were called to a location. The police were called. There was an individual there that needed help. So they had people there within 15 minutes. And they asked, you know, if they could take that person to the emergency room. The police, took it, and then they didn't have to stick around. The mobile crisis people stood or took care of it. And a similar one, they got a call for somebody, and they wasn't somebody they were concerned about. So I believe the mobile crisis team themselves took that individual to Iowa City.
Yep.
So I think those two have worked out really well. So we, like Kevin's mentioned, we have high hopes for this service.
I think the group behind it's quite motivated. I mean, they finding somebody that's in this because of their passion to help people as opposed to financial gain. That's the goal, and I really feel like this group is off to a really good start, and their intentions are great to help the community. So hopefully that's the track we stay on.
One of the founding members of that group, I met him years ago. He's been involved in this for years, highly respected. So yeah, I think you're right, and that's all I've got.
I had a workforce meeting, they just elected officers, and then I had a youth meeting yesterday that I was the only one there. So apparently, I really didn't have one. So I've got Jim.
I had a regional rural service festival, and everything's going pretty good there. They're starting to advertise their pump truck. It's been a success for them. They do their own pumping now, and they've had other people calling, wanting to do it, so it's been a good thing to help out. So that's all I had.
Now at this time, we're going to set aside 2 minutes for public input. We'd love to hear from you. If you would like to call, you could call in at 319-753-8203, extension 4. Again, that number is 319-753-8203, extension 4. You can call us now. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can always email us at board@dmcounty.com. Again, that is board@dmcounty.com. Many of you citizens take advantage of that, and we always look forward to hearing from you. We'll give you 2 minutes. Jim, you'll start the clock. Thomas, you have anything to say? How was your coffee this morning?
The part that I didn't spill is pretty good. I tell you what, we've got Chris snuck in here. He might want to give us an update on it.
Yes.
Sorry for getting here late. I was just in a Convention and Visitors Bureau meeting, and I heard Tom mention the thing about the ordinance plan. We had a long discussion about what that's going to do for hotel rooms, the demand for campsites that that's going to bring. A lot of logistics with that. But conservation department-wise, we had a great weekend. We celebrated the retirement of Pat Rogie, the Rock and Roll Ranger. Along with that, we had the summer celebration event, had a bunch of people out to Starscape, Creek Stomping, and exploring the trails, and just doing fun stuff, kind of closing out the summer with a fun day in the park. It's always kind of an end of summer thing that we've been doing. So that's been good, and now just trying to settle into the new life without the ball of energy that Pat Rogie was at our department, and just moving forward with being short-staffed and all that. But yeah, summer's been good so far. This nice break, and the weather's kind of nice. I expect that'll probably drive out some campers.
So you may have to hire two to replace one of Pat.
just reminded me, I was at that Flint Hills indoor shooting range a couple weeks ago. So Kristen asked me, she said people using that bike trail, she said, for parking, you know, partly in the road or part along there.
Sure,
and she said, have you ever thought about grabbing that? I said, no, I said, I haven't. But I said, I will talk to somebody. So I'm talking to somebody. So I don't know whether, she said they'd mentioned it, that whoever they talked to at conservation didn't realize people were parking there. So
are they talking about where the concrete trail comes and meets
you? I'm assuming that's where that bike track, that bike path meets Mill Dam Road.
Yeah. So that's the termination point of the city's portion.
Uh-huh.
And throughout the whole course of the Flint River Trail, they did a really good job of getting the trail corridor set up and a terrible job of getting trail heads established. And so, like, right there, being that the trail doesn't continue down Mill Dam Road and across our property, like it's supposed to, that ends up being a terminus for the trail.
Oh, so the trail doesn't go down Mill Dam Road, that's the...
No, because I mean, you go down Mill Dam Road to our Leopold area, but that's
the terminal somewhere. Point right now until some land is acquired.
Yeah, well, we've got the land, until the trail's built.
Okay, but you don't have all of it.
Right, because we can't get Leopold Recreation Area connected to Stars Cave, and so I hesitate building a trail across that Leopold Recreation Area until I know how I'm coming out of there and then connecting to Stars Cave, and there's land in between there that I haven't been able to get access across. So we're kind of in the plan, I don't know, D, F, or Z, somewhere now, trying to figure out how to bring that trail out around to get it connected to Stars Cave.
I will pass that along. If you hear anything, then that's probably what you... If you hadn't heard anything about it, they just mentioned it to me.
I have heard that.
Ago. Okay.
Yeah, numerous times. It's kind of one of those deals that there's not really a way to put a parking area there, and hopefully it'll be a moot point if we get that corridor connected on through.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Tom, were they able to provide an estimate of numbers that they would expect in March?
Well, not in March, but they what they had was they think the workforce will be... They said 1,500 to 2,000 or more. I think they have 2,500 or more down in Weaver. I was on one in San Antonio a number of years ago, and I think they have over 2,500 there. So that would be workforce at peak. So it sounds like the peak might be there for a while.
I did also hear, so this meeting I was just in, the CEO there, the partnership, talked to the lieutenant colonel, whoever it is, kind of in charge of that. So all the plan is that we'll all be union labor, and all those workers will be vetted, background checked. So in order to get on the installation, you got to be background checked. I find it hard to believe that they're going to come across workers in this area that will be able to pass background checks, but that is the plan, that these will all be vetted workers in order to get on the installation. So I guess we'll see, but that's their plan.
Okay, thank you.
Which is the first I heard of that.
Well, I would assume they'd be union because there will be Davis Bacon.
Yes.
So how long will the project last?
They didn't really say. Well, at least not in the
I can't even tell you when it's going to start.
It's a big project, so that's just not going to be equipment.
Well, I'm wondering if they're not saying they're going to vet them, because Weaver, when it started off, they had good workers, and then it kind of...
Kind of?
Well, I'm trying to be nice.
We're like Trent,
but this is a federal project, and they'll have different rules.
Yeah, well, and that's what I'm thinking. That may be what he's pushing on towards.
You can't,
is
you can't get inside the plan.
5 years.
That's going to be a lot easier on our law enforcement. If these people coming in here, it's going to be a lot easier on law enforcement. Because they are going to have to be checked before they do go through their gates.
Yeah.
If I get any updates, Kevin, I will let you know.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's probably going to affect you the most, right?
Yeah, I mean, when we had the influx of workers when the fertilizer plant was being built, it was a big strain on local resources. I mean, it brought a lot of positive economic change, but for us, you know, our jail population went up, and really there was, unfortunately, things were established where we started seeing the large amounts of narcotics that we hadn't seen before. There's connections made during that time to the south border, and we started seeing quantities that we've never experienced. We've since got a better handle on that, and things are going really well, but those are things just, you know, we learned through the process, and we'll prepare for this time.
I think they planned a meeting for October.
Yeah.
There'll be some more information forthcoming.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and they're vetting, so vetting people don't get in any trouble. So anyways, and it's also, Jim, when's your birthday? What day is your birthday?
Well, I can't remember.
Well, remember it, Jim.
Friday.
Friday is Jim's birthday. He's going to be 42, so we've got that going for us.
42.
All right.
Remember that.
So anyways, and with that, with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. This means adjourned. We have two work sessions following. We're going to take a